You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
What lessons has the world learned from the pandemic?
The history of development of human society is a history of our struggles against all challenges and difficulties, and our victories over them.
At present, the world is battling the COVID-19 pandemic as it goes through profound changes never seen in a century. Yet, peace and development remain the underlying trend of the times, and people everywhere crave even more strongly for peace, development, and win-win cooperation. COVID-19 will not be the last crisis to confront humanity, so we must join hands and be prepared to meet even more global challenges. First, COVID-19 reminds us that we are living in an interconnected global village with a common stake. All countries are closely connected, and we share a common future. No country can gain from others' difficulties or maintain stability by taking advantage of others' troubles. To pursue a beggar thy neighbor policy or just watch from a safe distance when others are in danger will eventually land one in the same trouble faced by others. This is why we should embrace the vision of a community with a shared future in which everyone is bound together. We should reject attempts to build blocks to keep others out and oppose a zero-sum approach. We should see each other as members of the same big family, pursue win-win cooperation, and rise above ideological disputes, and do not fall into the trap of clash of civilizations. More importantly, we should respect the country's independent choice of development path and model.
Second, COVID-19 reminds us that economic globalization is an indisputable reality and a historical trend. Burying one's head in the sand like an ostrich in the face of economic globalization, or trying to fight it with Don Quixote's lance, goes against the trend of history.
Let this be clear. The world will never return to isolation, and no one can sever the ties between countries. We should not dodge the challenges of economic globalization. Instead, we must face up to major issues such as the wealth gap and the development divide. We should strike a proper balance between the government and the market, fairness and efficiency, growth and income distribution, and technology and employment, so as to ensure full and balanced development that delivers benefit to people from all countries, sectors, and backgrounds in an equitable way. We should pursue open and inclusive development, remain committed to building an open world economy, and uphold a multilateral trading regime with the World Trade Organization as the cornerstone. We should say no to unilateralism and protectionism, and work to ensure the stable and smooth functioning of global industrial and supply chains. Third, COVID-19 reminds us that humankind should launch a green revolution and move faster to create a green way of development and life, preserve the environment, and make Mother Earth a better place for all. Humankind can no longer afford to ignore the repeated warnings of nature and go down the beaten path of extracting resources without investing in conservation, pursuing development at the expense of protection, and exploiting resources without restoration. The Paris Agreement on Climate Change charts the course for the world to transition to green and low-carbon development. It outlines the minimum steps to be taken to protect the Earth, our shared motherland, and all countries must take decisive steps to honor this agreement. China will scale up its intended nationally determined contributions by adopting more vigorous policies and measures. We aim to have CO2 emissions peak before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. Fourth, COVID-19 reminds us that the global governance system calls for reform and improvement. COVID-19 is a major test of the governance capacity of countries. It is also a test of the global governance system. We should stay true to multilateralism and safeguard the international system with the UN at its core.
Global governance should be based on the principle of extensive consultation, joint cooperation, and shared benefits, so as to ensure that all countries enjoy equal rights and opportunities and follow the same rules.
The global governance system should adapt itself to evolving global political and economic dynamics, meet global challenges, and embrace the underlying trend of peace, development, and win-win cooperation. It is natural for countries to have differences. What is important is to address them through dialogue and consultation. Countries may engage in competition, but such competition should be positive and healthy in nature. When in competition, countries should not breach the moral standard and should comply with international norms. In particular, major countries should act like major countries. They should provide more global public goods, take up their dual responsibilities, and live up to people's expectations.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.